study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.
To start off, name, age, where do you come from? What do you study?
Philosophy.
And you are?
Luka Majer, and I come from Zagreb. I have 23 years now, and that's all.
From Zagreb to Ljubljana, why so close? Why Slovenia?
Yeah. I mean, that's a rather simple question. It is because of the still active influence of probably the greatest philosopher of all time, which is Slavoj Žižek, of course.
Really?
And Ljubljana School of Psychoanalysis.
What do you admire so much about Slavoj Žižek?
Okay, but considering contemporary philosophy, well, the goal of a contemporary philosophy, in a way, was to get rid of Hegel. Well, when I say contemporary philosophy, in the first place, I mean French philosophy. Foucault, Lacan, Derrida, etc. Well, every one of them except Lacan was trying to get rid of Hegel. Mm-hmm. And what Žižek is doing now for already some years, well, we could trace him back to, I would say, 1989. That was the year his most famous book came out, uh-huh. The Sublime Object of Ideology. But the idea of that book is the return to Hegel. So that is his main goal, to combine Lacanian psychoanalysis with Hegel. And I would say it's a unique thing in the world. So it is of immense importance in the world map of philosophy. That's why.
What do you think about this experience?
Well, I think everybody should go at least once in their life somewhere, because sometimes you really see different things. And especially in my field, a lot of stuff that I hear here, I wouldn't be able to hear in Zagreb. So it is really an enriching experience to come here.
Are your classes offered in English or are they
in Slovene?
Well, because I noticed you speak Slovene quite well.
Well, I'm half Slovene, so...
Why. Was this also the reason why you kind of decided on Ljubljana and not somewhere else? Did it play a part?
That would be a great psychoanalytic question. Why the Žižek in the first place? But while choosing a place to go on CEPUS, it wasn't really a thing to consider. Žižek was more important.
So I'm guessing you're quite familiar with Slovenia, but was there something that surprised you, still caught you a bit off guard, maybe?
Yeah, I would expect a better public transportation in Ljubljana. At some times, periods during the day, it is almost impossible to get into a fully loaded trolley bus. But Ljubljana is not big anyway, so I can walk instead of taking trolley bus.
And you have been studying here for a couple of months now. Have you noticed any differences in how professors approach the topics here?
Maybe my sample is not the representative one, but what I've seen here and heard here, here you have a lot more of contemporary philosophy, while in Zagreb it practically doesn't exist at all.
We'll take a short musical break. We'll be listening to
Bruce Springsteen, Further Up the Road.
Why this one?
I don't know, it's an emotional one. I love it.
Study abroad. On Radio SI.
So we're back. Today we're talking to Luka, who comes from Zagreb. And to start off, is there something that you miss about your home city?
Not really, but there are some differences. For example, I was shocked here because of the complete smoking prohibition. And although I'm not a smoker myself, it is a sterile atmosphere in the bar. There is no smoke. But... other than that, I think Zagreb and Ljubljana are very similar cities.
Is there any movement towards prohibiting smoking indoors in Croatia as well?
Or? I wouldn't say.
It doesn't look that way.
The party who would make that kind of prohibition would probably lose the elections. But it's not the only difference. Also, a thing I was a little bit shocked. I took for granted that there are at least 2 weeks of holidays for Christmas. And it turns out it was wrong. There weren't any holidays at all.
And in Slovenia?
Yeah. I mean, in practice, there was, because professors didn't for 1 week have classes, but in the academic calendar, there wasn't holidays at all. So I think there is a cultural background of it. It is probably the fact that you celebrate the Reformation Day. I think there is still visible influence of Protestant work ethic, unlike in Croatia.
I know Croatia is basically Slovenia's neighboring country. Well, not basically, it is Slovenia's neighboring country. And a lot is known about it. We share a common history. Still, is there something maybe about Zagreb that people don't, or Croatia that people don't know about, and maybe they should?
Yeah, most people know that we are the second in the world in the football now, but we are also second in Europe considering plant diversity, which is more important to me. Yeah. Because of the different parts of Croatia have really different climate, so it's an important factor.
That's kind of cool, yeah. I thought Slovenia was ahead.
Yeah, actually Slovenia is of course also very diverse considering plant life, but it's probably because of the coast and many islands which have different climate even between themselves. Not every island is the same, so...
Absolutely. Would you like to teach our listeners something in Croatian or slang from Zagreb or something?
I think the slang is not interesting enough, but in Croatia, all the way back from the 90s, we have some cultural circles which are trying to conserve and, I would say, more to produce than conserve, some kind of a puritanical language. So we have a lot of stupid words which are really funny and no one really uses them, like we say, I mean, not in practice, nobody really says that, but dodirnik for touchscreen, dvokriška for sandwich and zrakomlat for a helicopter. Well, so I mean, those are like synthetic words with no one uses them, but they're funny.
Study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.